job's all it's cracked up to be. That's a fact. Fellow there in the jumper, what's your name, sir?
Carl.
Carl, what do you do, sir?
Production manager.
Production manager? Ooh, what have you production managed that we might...
Conferences.
Fucking hell, non-essential personnel. Jesus Christ. Yeah, is that all it's cracked up to be?
It's all right, yeah.
No, it's not all it's cracked up to be, is it? Cleaning windows, is that all it's cracked up to be?
Then again?
No, working IT, is that all it's cracked up to be? No, being a fireman, is that all it's cracked up to be?
Yeah.
No, it isn't. Yeah. Well, sat around all day doing fuck all, waiting for something to happen. Working for Red Bull, is that all it's cracked up to be, love?
Not at the moment,
no. No job in the world is all it's... Being a teacher, is that all it's cracked up to be? No, it isn't, love. No, it isn't. Apart from the holidays. No, it isn't. No job in the world. Not even being the Pope is all that's cracked out to me. Now, being Pope looks like a good job, doesn't it? Yeah? Head of the world's biggest church. You can tell people to do all sorts of stupid stuff and they have to fucking do it. Brilliant. Sounds brilliant, doesn't it? Sounds like a fucking gas, doesn't it? Yeah? But no one listens to the Pope, do they? No one. Do we have any Catholic ladies present this evening? Yeah? One down there. Yeah? Yeah, what's your name, love?
Jenny,
beautiful British name. Now, you're a Catholic, of course you understand the Da Vinci Code and all that. Nah. Good girl. Now, basically, yeah, you don't listen to the Pope, do you, darling? You don't listen to the Pope, do you? No, of course not. You've got one in your handbag, haven't you? Hey! Just in case you pull, hey! Yeah, you Catholic girls are the worst, aren't you? Because you get forgiven whatever it is you do. Truth is, no one listens to the Pope. Mind you, I wouldn't want to be Pope because you've got to wear a dress, haven't you? You've got to wear a frock. Not fucking interested. But no one listens. And it's a shit job, isn't it? Because who here likes Christmas dinner? What do we like? Christmas dinner. When do we want it? Christmas. Now, Christmas. Loves Christmas dinner. Yeah, and you'd think, being the Pope, Christmas Day would be the best day of the year, wouldn't it? Because you get to eat Christmas dinner all fucking day. And just stuff his face full of Christmas dinner 24 hours of the day, Christmas Day. You'd think that being Pope. But no! 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 This is why being Pope is not what it's cracked up to be. Right? Because not only is no one fucking listening, but he has to say grace in 178 languages. Sit down for his Christmas dinner. Tear you to fucking pieces, wouldn't it?
In nomine patri et filio et spiritus sanctum.
Oh, I can smell those sausages. Smell those sausages wrapped in bacon. Oh, sprouts. Sprouts. We only have them once a year and they disagree with me, but I fucking love them. Gravy. Oh, fuck it, I'm going to skip Spanish. They're not listening, are they? No point bothering with the English. They gave up a long time. Oh, fuck it. It's Christmas! I mean, being the Queen isn't all it's cracked up to be. It isn't. It isn't. When you were a little girl, did you just like to run around in knickers pretending to be a princess? Did you? You did, didn't you? Yeah, you did. You did, you love. Yeah. Tell me you did, yeah? In fact, let's skip that. When was the last time you ran around in knickers pretending to be a princess? When was that? On your honeymoon? Is this. All little girls wanted to be princesses, didn't you, girls? Yeah? Yeah? But actually, being a queen is not all it's cracked up to be, is it? Right? It's not all it's fucking cracked up to be. Right? Because in life, lads, yeah, you like films. Do you like films, son? Yeah. You do. Yeah? Well, films are a load of shit, right? They're lying to you. Right? Because in life, there is no soundtrack. In real life, there isn't a soundtrack. When you meet the woman of your dreams, you don't suddenly burst into song spontaneously. It doesn't happen. There are no tense violins when you crash your dad's car for the first time. Put it in a ditch and have to lie about someone nicking it. That doesn't happen. There's no music in real life. There is no soundtrack, is there? Unless, of course, you're Her Majesty the Queen. Yeah? And she has a soundtrack everywhere she goes. The greatest tune in the world, which is, of course, the National Anthem. My favourite tune. And your favourite tune, I'm sure. Here we go.
I say the grace is great.
Come on!
Oh, liver, oh, I say the grace. na 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 na. In the world. It's you and me. It's you and me. Yeah, to Her Majesty the Queen, it's the most fucking annoying thing in her life. Everywhere she goes, she has a soundtrack to her life, but it's the same tune every single time. You see her at a state function, her eyes go blank and dead. She's thinking, oh, fuck, here we go again. Turns up in her furs and that sort of furry helmet crown thing. Turns up and then has to make shit small talk. Oh, really? You're a fireman? Well, get on with it then. You disgust me. Grow up. Put the chips down, Big Bob. Now. So that job's not all it's cracked up to be, but being an astronaut is definitely not all it's cracked up to be. Now, do you like sci-fi films? Huh? You like them? You like a bit of the old sci-fi? Do we like a bit of the old sci-fi? Yeah. Did you see the last Star Wars film? Do you like that? Like Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith, wasn't it? Revenge of the Sith. And it was Revenge of the Sith, like that. And it was the sixth film, but in fact it was the third film, wasn't it? Yeah? Because how those films work is the first, second, and third film, yeah, and the fourth, fifth, and sixth film, and the fourth, fifth, and sixth film, and the first, second, and third film. Fucking Yanks. Now, what is this? What is this? You love that film, don't you? Love it. The old Darth Vader, all that, yeah, yeah. And the old Stormtroopers, all that, yeah, yeah. And the old Wookiee, all that, yeah. And the X-Wing fighters and the droids. Well, you love all that, don't you? You love all that, you love it, don't you? Say I love it, go on, I love it. Yeah, well, it's for kids, fucking grow up. Astronaut isn't all it's cracked up to be. Now, Harvey, do you remember the moon landing, sir? Of course you do, back in the late 60s, and you know late 60s. Now, now, do you remember the names of the men who landed on the moon, Harvey?
No.
No, you don't? Right, okay. Rhoda, any idea?
What?
The names of the astronauts. The names of the astronauts.
No idea.
You have no idea. They were called Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
Right.
Who I had the privilege to meet earlier this year. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Yeah? First two men on the moon, yeah? One's moon's nip from Maine, one's giant leap from mankind, and all that. $25 billion spent to discover that when you walk on the moon, you walk like a fucking gingerbread man. That's a lot of gingerbread. Now. But actually, there was a third bloke who went with them. Yeah, a man by the name of Michael Collins, as played by Liam Neeson. A man by the name of Michael Collins, who proves that no job is all it's cracked up to be. Because yeah? Michael Collins spent 8 years in training to become an astronaut. Yeah, then he went all the way, a quarter of a million miles, all the way to the fucking moon, and then when he got there, wasn't allowed to land on the fucking thing. It's a series of endless, relentless, grinding disappointment, boys. Yeah, yeah, terrible experience. 5 days it took them to get there. Yeah, they sat in a capsule, off they went. We're going to the moon, we're going to the moon. We're going to the fucking moon, we're going to the moon. Come on, Neil, come on, Buzz, we're going to the moon. Buzz and Mike are going to the moon. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be great. We're going to be walking on the fucking moon. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be... Come on! We're going to be walking on the fucking moon. Like that. They get there, pull up. And the other two have become increasingly shifty as the journey has progressed. Nod to one another without making eye contact with Michael Collins, unhook themselves, like that, and float away through the tunnel connecting Columbia, the command module, with Eagle, the lunar lander. They float through. This is zero gravity you've got going on here. They float through. Not with their legs, obviously. They float through. Close the hatch behind them. Like that. Press the button. And fuck off. The first men on the moon, leaving Michael Collins on his own in that command module. On his own for 23 hours. On his own going round and round the moon. On his own for 23 hours in 44 minute orbits, round and round the moon. 23 hours, plenty of time to ponder exactly how fucking disappointing being an astronaut might be. And that whole time he's out there, he's going, "You lying fucking bastard! You lying fucking, you wankers! No wonder they didn't join in with a song after fuck's sake! You lying, but you lying, for you! One small step for a cunt more like!"